Every time I give the shiur in Ayin Hara, so people always say, there's no such thing as Ayin Hara, it's my name, it's not Nagei so much. Does it really apply? I don't claim to be a Boki in Nista, Bechlal, not a Boki in Nigla also, but a little chayit that I might have in Nigla, so I'd like to go through the Inyonim in Nigla, see the Mekoyris, the Inyonim of Ayin Hara, where it comes from, its Nagei to us, how it affects us. I try to make it a little bit Aliba de Hilchasa. There's some halacha lemaisa shailas that come up for my Ayin Hara as well. It's a maisa hazoi. The Ramam Ipano brings in his Ksovim that Ayin Hara destroyed the first married couple that lived on the earth, Adam and Chava. And he writes, the pshat was why Adam HaRishon separated from his wife Chava for 130 years was because of the Yetzer Hara that was caused on Chava by the Nochash. As they state in the Maram Ipano, which was one of the first Mekoris that we find that Ayin Hara affected Klal Yisrael, and then other Yom Hazeh, we'll see Be'ez Hashem how it affects us as well. By the Bris Ben Abasorim, we know that Avraham Avinu, when he was informed that that Klal Yisrael eventually would go down to Golus in Mitzrayim for 400 years, Rabbeinu Bechai over there on the Pasuk in Bereishis Tezvov Yud Gimel writes that 400 is the gematria of Ayin Hara. Rabbeinu Bechai is telling us the Yisoid that Avraham Avinu understood that the 400 years that Klal Yisrael were in Golus in Mitzrayim, they were affected in a very big way from Ayin Hara, all those years that were in Golus. Yaakov Avinu's first warning that he gave to the Shvatim was dafka they should go in different paths and different directions and different tunnels crossing because he was worried that, imagine you have 12 big strong men would bring a tremendous Ayin Hara, as they state in Rashi Mufurish Al HaTorah, that Yaakov Avinu was taka choshish for Ayin Hara, and maybe he told them to enter in different paths and different tunnels and different malchim. In fact, Rashi, everyone knows the famous Rashi explains the reason why Yaakov sent down the children to Mitzrayim was not in order to get food. According to Shitas Rashi, again, there's other Rishayim that are choyle, but according to Shitas Rashi, Rashi learns the Yisrael where Yaakov Avinu sent them down to Mitzrayim for the first time was in order to stop the Ayin Hara that they got. They would have got from Canaan to look at how choshev that they had food and they had everything to eat and everything was good, but it wasn't dafka in order to get food. It was dafka for Ayin Hara. We find in other places as well, before Yaakov Avinu was Nifta, he gave, as we know, the Torah tells us, he gave out brachas to all of the kinderlach, and when his brachas for Yosef, the Gemara tells us, the Pasuk tells us, the Gemara's Masvid, the Pshat, that the bracha for Yosef was the Ayin, Dafka Shmira from the Ayin, the Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu wanted to protect Yosef and all his descendants from the Ayin Hara, and the same thing to Ephraim the Menashe as well, the kids from Yosef as well. And therefore we know that the schus of Yosef had was Shmira Sinayim, which they got from this Gabaldig Brocha from Yaakov Avinu Dafka, is a Shmira from the Ayin Hara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yutes Mabez tells us that all of Klal Yisrael Be'etzem are the children of Yosef and Memela, since we know that they provided food for all of Klal Yisrael, for the Shvatim and Mitzrayim. Because of that, the Gemara tells us Mufush, it's a Gemara in Brachos as well, Daf Nunhei, that if a person goes to a new place of the Gemara and he's worried about Ayin Hara, what should he do? He should dafka say, I'm a descendant from Yosef HaTzadik, and Mimela, he gets a Gavaldik Shmira from this Ayin Hara, as we state in the Gemara. As we see, Kama V'Kama Marmikoymes from Torah, from Chazal, the Avada Ayin Hara applies Bizmanenu, it applied then, and it still applies now, it's a real thing. The shyness, who does it affect? So it's a Mufurisha Gemara, that's him, it's a scary Gemara, the Gemara Bom Matziah, Kuzainam Adais, the Gemara says, 99% of people die from Ayin Hara. As I said, the Mufurisha Gemara Bom Matziah, Kuzain, 99% of people die from Ayin Hara, and all of the sicknesses in the Welt, so the Zogdav Gemara, it's Mufurisha Gemara, all the sicknesses in the world come from Ayin Hara. Mamash, a very, very scary thing. There's a Mishnah in Ovis, the Mishnah in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph tells us, as we know the famous Mishnah, that one of the Gimel Dvarim right, is Ayin Hara, is Motzei Adam Min HaOlam, it takes a person out of the world. We'll have to explain exactly what the Rishonim explain Pshat in the Mishnah. But I'll go upon him, what's the Yisoid? The Maharal explains that when a person gazes at somebody else, and we'll see exactly, it's Mamish Negei Alokha Lamaisa, when a person looks at somebody else, he gazes at somebody else's items, someone else's possessions, somebody else, Be'etzem, when he does that, he has an effect, it's like the Maharal, like this fire coming out of his eyes, Yesh Omim, it's like spears or arrows coming out of the eyes, and Yesh Omim is like some kind of venom from the snake, poisonous, that's coming out of our eyes into somebody else. It's a metzias, as we'll see in a moment. Zug de Maral, Pshat in the Mishnah is, Motzei Adam Min HaOlam, is a bosh of Pshat, when a person looks at somebody else's things, you know, it's hard. You look at other people, this one's got this one's got that, we'll speak about that, Be'ez Hashem. But Kaponim, when you look at somebody else's metzias, when you look at somebody else what they has, it's a metzias physically, Zug de Maral, Pshat in the Mishnah. Is a person looks at somebody else, he has a koyach to affect someone else in a very amazing way. Now, there is a shayla in the Rishonim how you learn Pshat in this Mishnah. For example, look in the Batanura. The Batanura explains Pshat in the Mishnah as follows. Motzei Adam Min HaOlam means, look at the Batanura, Ayin Hara means that a person can place an Ayin Hara either on a chayfetz, on a property, or on children of somebody else, and actually cause them harm. Mimela, learn the Batanura, Pshat in the Mishnah means. Who's Motzei Adam Min HaOlam? Who's that? Not on the person that did it, but on the victim. The person, Nebuch, that was the subject of the Ayin Hara, he is going to be the one, Nebuch, who's going to be Motzei Adam Min HaOlam, because the person who caused the Ayin Hara on him makes him the subject, the recipient, the base kibble for this terrible Ayin Hara. That's how the Batanura learned. Rabbeinu Yonah had a different pshat. Rabbeinu Yonah said that's not the pshat. The pshat is that when a person is not happy with what the Rabbeinu Shalom gives him, and he causes evil to others that have that which he wants, so Rabbeinu Yonah pshat is Motzei Adam Min HaOlam is himself. Poshut, he causes himself to come out from the veld, he causes something not gishmak to happen to himself. So it is a machlokes already in the Vosha Mishnah, exactly how you learn pshat in the Mishnah. Okay, let's go weiter. There is a chidah. A tremendous chidah, very scary. The chidah writes that if a person harms somebody else with ayin hara, lo asid lovei shamayim, he will be judged for this harm, for this nezek that he causes on somebody else, and he poshut will be punished for it. That's what he writes, and he writes even further. How chomo this is that people don't even know, says the Chidah, that they're doing an aveir. They don't even know they're doing anything bad. They probably don't even know that they're inflicting on someone else, some kind of hezek. Mimela zuk the Chidah, he never does tshuva. He never does tshuva, it's a terrible zav. So state in the Chidah, which is why a person has to be so careful not to look at other people or other things, other chafetim of others, in a way that could cause an ayin horror. We'll see Be'ez Hashem how to get out of it. But in a way that causes a type of kina, a type of envy that he has for someone else that he has, which obviously comes and stems from the yisoid of a lack of bitachon and a lack of emunah in the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's a double poshut. But after the yisoid of the whole thing of kina, that's poshut in the Rishonim in that way. But like upon him, through the chidah, you poshut. It's a physical thing that a person will be judged. It always reminds me of a famous var that I once heard. I do not remember where I heard it from. But he wanted to tie in a pshat. I don't remember what the pasuk, the loshon exactly the pasuk, but it's possible that says that Tifus writes. By the Issa, or the Issach, when the person is not allowed to go along and be jealous of other people, so the Pasuk lists, right? Not allowed to be jealous of it. You know, a whole list of different things that a person is not allowed to, like, Beprat, goes to the list of individual items that a person is not allowed. And then the end of the Pasuk is, V'chol HaShenereyah, affect them a potion. You just told me a bunch of things, that, you know, this. And then at the end you say, V'chol HaShenereyah, what's the Pshat? So the Pshat, well, I once heard a beautiful Pshat, don't remember where I heard it from now. He wants to tie the Pasuk Pshat. Another person is very easy to look at somebody else, what he has, what he's doing, where he's going on holiday, what this, that, and you go, oh, Chabal, I wish I could do the same thing. But that's easy. Anyone could do that. But if a person looks be'emes at the person b'shleimus, a person looks at his whole life, he looks at everything he goes through, all the different sorrows that a person has, that the Rebbeinu puts on every single different people, so if you look at the b'chol HaShenereyecha, then you'll find it much easier not to be jealous of somebody else. Again, it's easy to look at the individual things, but you look at the whole picture, the whole, then it's much easier not to be jealous, because again, I'm looking at the whole picture, and the male, I won't be jealous over there. We've mentioned this here once before, there's a Moedic Stipler in Kehilas Yaakov, in the Bob of Kama over there, I think it's Simon Tazvov, where he brings over there the Metzias, a Halacha Shaila, right, we mentioned it by Rufua. If a person damages somebody else, are they supernatural means? For example, right, the example he brings, is if somebody walks over, somebody has this, cuts his nails, he puts it on the floor, and a pregnant woman walks over and she has a miscarriage. So the shaila is now, can we take this person to Beis Din? And we say, listen, you cause somebody in Abel to have a miscarriage, you got to go to Beis Din. You got to pay to make vlogos, to make busha, whatever it is. So the state declares the shaila, and it goes to the shaila as Be'etzim, he studies the shaila. If I can cause nezik al-yidei, supernatural means, he talks about a case, for example, I mean, there's a famous Chassam Sofer by Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody knows. Chassam Sofer says that Moshe Rabbeinu ki yodua was nifta on Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos afternoon, it's his koscha, that's why we say it. Although we know, Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sifrei Torah on the day that he was nifta. Now, Stamazoy, even if it's a Wednesday, how would you write 13 Sifrei Torah on the day that you're nifta? But I could point it. Chazal tell us, and Chassam Sofer explains in Mufurish, is that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, Alidei Shem, whatever that means, a shaila, if it's Gia Kosher, not Kosher, that we're not going into. But I could point in the shaila, is that the stipler, what's the kashrus of the Sifrei Torah? Lemaisa, they were written, Shaloi Alidei human being, Lemaisa. Imkane, are they going to be kosher or not? So there's a shaila in the poskim. Again, there's an Orcha Shulchan, Mufurish, and Chosha Mishmu that talks about this. And about that, we can't mechayev a person bidei odom, because we have no right. You have no right that the nail that I put down was the one that caused her. Maybe she would have got a miscarriage without that. Mimela, if that's the case, I can never mechayev somebody with day odom, it could only be day shamayim. So if day shamayim, so nechanam, the ochashukun taka is machme, and he writes that there is a mokim to say that a person is taka chai b'day shamayim. But I can put in the seat on me, you say, that it's shayach that a person could do something in a supernatural, non-physical way, and hurting someone else, you could be chai for it. As like we mentioned before, when a person looks at somebody else, looks at his chayfetz, looks at his house, looks at this, that, the other, and he says, ah, halavai, such a thing. We might say he's put something physically damaging on the other person, and zukta chidah, you will be punished for it. As I state in chidah, extremely scary. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parashat Kisisa, Sivlam and Aleph, Periklam and Aleph writes, everyone knows the famous chazal, that the luchos rishonos were destroyed. What's the reason? So the medrash pshat is because they were given the kodesh of broken because it was like a loud matzav. It was something that allowed the ayin hora to come there, and it was because of ayin hora that the luchos were destroyed. We'll try to get it done. Let's see afterwards. But Al Kaponim, the Chazal is telling us a Moedig Azach that the Luchos Rishonos were destroyed only because of Ayin Hora. That's why the second ones were given much quieter and a much more sneeristic way, and therefore there was no Ayin Hora over there. Oh, fine. Let's go weiter. Let's explain a little bit how does it work. What's the Yisoid? How does Ayin Hora actually work? What's the mechanism behind it? How does it work? So, Reb Chaim Freelander, in the Sefer Sif Sechayim, in the Emunah V'Hashgacha Chelek Aleph, at the end over there, he brings over there from Rav Dessler, and he wants to touch up the Yisoid of Ayin Hora. And he writes like this. He says, Avada, every single human being is made B'Tzelem Elikim, and that's the reason why we have a shaykhus to make something that b'machshava turned b'maisa. But we have many, many rites in Chazal for this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mistaken b'machshava b'maisa. The Gemara Makas by v'deu sh'odom mo'tzeleilech. The Marsha over there. There's many, many different rites for this yisoid. That when a person, any human being, b'etzem, has a shaykhus to turn a machshava into a maisa. So he tells us that since all human beings are connected to the spiritual source, so if a person desires to have something else, he wants something to happen, he doesn't like what somebody else has, and maybe he's upset that he has it, which is obviously the Yisoid, and the Makor of these in Yonim, so I can push it by my Machshava alone, affect something to happen. He goes on and explains Afi Kabbalah. I don't know if I understand exactly what he's talking about. But the second pshat he gives is a very nice pshat, much more easy to understand for me. Ibn Chaim Freelander writes another pshat in the Koyach of Ayin Hora is that when you make somebody else envy you, the subject, the person that caused other people to make her have an Ayin Hora because he caused other people to envy him, obviously means that he was showing and flaunting his success, his bracha, his atzlocha in whatever that he has, whether it was with money, whether it was with business, whether it was whatever it was. So the Maisa, when you do that, Ibn Chaim Freelander, the pshat is that I'm doing that, it means I have an aveira of making somebody else jealous. Mimela, I'm making him be over me isidoraisa of leisachmoy, and because of that, I allow myself to have the koyach for people to harm me aliday ayin hara. That's how he explains the second pshat in ayin hara. It's a posture of a punishment for a person who causes other people to look at his things and say, wow, in a way that obviously is daunting them in the way that he shouldn't, like the Gemara tells us in Bom Mitzia, that we know that things are meant to be hidden, and therefore he didn't, and because of that he has this punishment. It's interesting that we seem to have... There's an article written in a Russian newspaper in 1881. It's brought down in Eisenstein's, has a Otzi Yisrael, a Jewish encyclopedia. He brings over here this article from this Russian newspaper in 1881. And he brings over there a very interesting maisa. He said the Russian government, Bezmanoi, allowed the scientists from St. Petersburg to take a prisoner who was already chayav misa, he was already sentenced to the death sentence, and they said, we allow you to experiment on this prisoner to determine the koyach of a person's gaze, of a person's look, of a person looking at something. That's what they wanted to do, right? That's what they wanted to do. That was the experiment of the king. So the maisa says, they took this prisoner, who was chayav misa, and they starved him for 3 days. Boshe didn't give him food for 3 days. They then put a loaf of bread in front of him, and they made him look at it. Now they stopped him from touching it, but they made him look at it, and he was staring at it and staring at it. And eventually he became physically sick. His body became sick. They afterwards looked and they examined the loaf of bread, and they found that the loaf of bread was full of poison. It was full of a poisonous thing, and their conclusion from there was that when a person looks at something, the look of a person, when he looks at something with a real hush of a look, like this person that was starving there but for 3 days, looks at the bed, you can imagine what a look he had over there. So when you look at something with a zar gaze, with such a kick, so the mindset can have a physical effect on the thing. What they didn't know is that some Mufurish Malbim about it. The Malbim on Mishlei, Perichov Gimel Posek Zayin, talks over there about bread, and he says Mufurish that if you have bread, if a person stares at bread with an eye in horror, the bread will contain afterwards poison. As they state in the Malbim Al Mishlei over there, that the Shaila by Ayin Hora means, do you have to see the person, or is it enough that you just know about what he's doing? That's the Shaila. So when we know, again, we'll bring Rayas from the Torah, Balak, when Balak told Bilam to come to Klal Yisrael and to put some kind of harm on Klal Yisrael, so what did he do? The Torah tells us he brought Bilam to a mokum where he could actually see Klal Yisrael. He wanted Bilam to actually see Klal Yisrael in order for them, him to give him such a klalus. Look, the Torah is chayim, chaburaya from Torah, that the only way to Ayin Hara works is if you actually see the person. If you don't see the person, in many there's no Ayin Hara. For example, the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh brings down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Klal Yisrael from the Ayin Hara of Bilam, because he put them into some kind of envelope of Shechina, and because of that, Bilam wasn't able to see them, and Mimele saved them from the Ayin Hara. Zuk Reb Chaim Vital, Raya from the Zoya number 2, is we see clear that Ayin Hara only works when a person actually sees the other thing. When you see the person, if you don't see the person in Pashtus, it does not work. However, Yesh Rishonim that are Cholik on this. The Ramban is a different mahalach. The Ramban wants to learn faket. A person can affect someone with ayin hara, I feel, if he doesn't see him. Even the machshava b'yalma. Where's his raya? See, he brings a whole long raya from Elisha, right? The Novi Elisha, when he sent his eved Gehazmi to revive the son of Shunamis, and he warned him. What was the warning that he gave him? Don't speak to anyone on the way. Look, Malachim Beis, Peridal Apostle Choptes and Furish. He told him, don't speak to anyone on the way and tell them what you are doing. That's what he told them. What's the reason? So the Ramban on his Sefer in Emunah V'Betochen over there, Perek Tzvav, so he writes over there that Elisha was scared that if he would tell people what he was about to do, so maybe they'd have an eye in horror and it would affect him and he wouldn't be allowed to go and revive the child. Zog the Ramban from here of a raya that Ayin Hara affects a person, I feel, if he never saw the person in his life. He just knows that something is happening, therefore it's a machlokes rishonim, it seems over here, whether or not Ayin Hara can be affected, whether a person knows the person, doesn't see the person, does see the person. Which halachas do we have that are taken again to Ayin Hara? There's many halachas are brought down, lemaisa and chazan and shulchan aruch, that we actually know this man is there to be careful of because of Ayin Hara. For example, number 1, Gemara Mishachan, Dach Chavobo Mabeis. Look at the Gemara over there.
that if a person finds a metziah, right? Famous Gemara, you find a metziah, you find a carpet, you find curtains from somebody else. So, Avada the Shaila is, you've got to take it into your house. Avazut the Gemara, you've got to do what? Every 30 days, a Shaila, how long? We've got to air it out, right? In order that you're not going to mazik it, in order to keep it good. Beseda. Avazut the Gemara, don't do it for rabbit. We're worried about ayin hora, mimele only do it for tinnah. So he's seen Mufusha Gemara, Zoy Paskin Ahalacha, that a person is worried about ayin hora for other people's things. Number one. Number two, a Gemara from Metzia Kuvzainam and Allah, the Shulchan Aruch passes this way in Chosh Mishvich and Shin Chayin Ches, where the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should never stand next to his neighbor's soda when his neighbor's soda is full of beautiful, nice Kishmak of food. Again, Shulchan Aruch lahalacha lamaisa, ayin hora. Number three, Gemara Sanhedrin Chav Tesla Mabez, passing in Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishvich Simon Payalis, you got Simon Sifu Dalit. If a person owes money to somebody else, you know, you ask someone, do you owe him money? And he says, yeah. Right? And so he was Moida, what's the Shaila? Later on, this is the Shulchan Aruch, again, I'll be the Gemara. If he denies the loan, what's the halacha? He says, no, I don't owe him money anymore. Well, up the Shulchan Aruch, he's not chayav to pay. Ah, you have a klal that if a person is Moida, he has to pay. Teretz is, again, from the Gemara, passing Shulchan Aruch la halacha. Ayin hora. What does that mean? Why did he say originally that he owes somebody's money? Because he's worried that people are going to look at his money and say, oh, it doesn't belong to me, I owe money to somebody else. That's the reason. That's the reason why he doesn't have to pay after. So maybe you see no haraya from here that taka ayin hora, halacha lemais is taka again. People are chataka choshish for ayin hora. Another halacha in Vortinan, Orochayim, from Kuf Bemalach, Sivov, the halacha of calling up a father and a son to aliyah, one after the other. You're allowed to give two aliyahs, shlishi revi, to a father and to his son. Shulchan Aruch says the halacha lemaisa 100% muta. Why do we do it? That's mitzmaral maril is because of ayin hora. That's the only reason. So again, it's not a right. The ayin hora is something very mitzias that we deal with bizman hazeh in our halachas. Now there's many. I've listed a few more. Just give you baby kitzah. Number one, you don't make two sheva brachas for two chasanim at the same time. Also ayin hora. There's other reasons as well. Number three. 5, 6, wherever we're holding over here. Yesh omim that the reason why we smashed the glass by the chuppah is ayin hora. Another reason, according to the Zoya Kodesh writes that the reason why a man should never walk between two women is because of ayin hora. Another example, Ma? What's the ayin hora? I don't want to say. Vaita, Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim do not call their babies after people that are living. Again, ayin hora. So there's so many riots in these yeshoidas that we find over here. Is mamish nageya that a person has to know ayin hora is the emes to kazapi but takachoshvin, it's a real thing. What's the way to protect the person from ayin hora? So the Peleyoyitz writes, Shtetim Peleyoyitz over there by ayin. So he writes that there are certain skulas that Chazal gave us to protect ourselves from an ayin hora, and he says that a person should bedafka use them. He wants to tie it on the gedder of Nishmartim Ma'udin Afshir Seichem. The main is of the Peleyoyit. If there are certain skulas, you should use them. But Abadi says the ikka skula, best skula is the Mespalad of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's about the best. But he does actually say there are certain skulas that are written down in Shas and Poiskim, and a person, if he finds them, should actually use them. Now, there is a famous shmur from Reb Chaim Kanievsky that he tied that a kufi, and we'll find in Chazal many times this way as well, that kufi, a person believes in it, that's how much his mamish begeh. If you look, you want to see this very nice, the Torah Tamim and Bamid Paperich of Gimel, Pasuk of Gimel, he brings when he talks about Zugai, this is over there, called the Kopit Kapti Bahadei. With the Loi Kopit, Loi Kapti Bahadei. The Gemara, yeah, say the many times in the Shas. By what? Same thing in Echanami. Yeah, by Zukos, it comes in many different places. Al Koponim. We see again, you say this is, if a person's mum is scared of it, about it affects it maybe in a much harder way. Now, where's the Makar of the red string? Where does this come from, this business with the red string that everybody's busy with? Yes, yeah, school or not at school, I'm not going to intershine that Hilchot Shabbos, Mustomets, Asa, anywhere else, it's on Shabbos, if there's no area, but whatever, let's talk about the union of the red string by itself. So, one of the Makaris is maybe from the Torah. Right, by Yehuda's son, right? Yehuda's son Zerach, when he was born, so the Torah tells him before us that the midwife came along and tied a red string around his wrist, as only stated in Torah. Now we have no raya that was talking about Ayin Hora. Stam. Bershim have different shot him exactly what's going on over there, Ayin Shomer over there, Bereshit Lamed Ches Lamed. Al Kapanim don't really have a Makor for Ayin Hora from there. However, the minig is, and where did it come from, the Makor might be, not from Shas, but from a Tosefta. The Tosefta writes in Shabbos Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, that it's also for a person to wear a red string around his finger because of Darkei Moiri.
That's a goyishazah. That could be where the makor came from of tying it around. I don't know where the wrist came from, but the makor of the Tosefta talks about the finger. Now the Beis Yosef at the end of Yerideh 7 Kuf Ayin Ches Hikotan Dal brings down that since in Shas we don't find such a thing, and it's only brought down in Tosefta. Beis Yosef is not la halacha, and therefore there's no issa kunda Beis Yosef over there. There's no issa of a person tying it around his wrist. Al darkei moiri. There's a tshuva from the Ben Ish Chai and Rav Poyelim. The darkei tshuva, the munkach and kuf ayin tes. It got in lamed wants to tie in a hanoch lem Yisrael. If this is the meaning that Klal Yisrael wanted to take on, beseda nishkevelech. It's not a shaila of darkei moiri. Rav Chaim Kanievsky ki adua held chas v'sholem. A person should not be known this way. He didn't like it. He said a loshon of the letter. I think that he sent was ve'ain lasis kei mashu kazeh. Something like this. We don't do such a thing. As we paskin the Meisa Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Where did it come from? The red string by the Kabel Rochel. Stam, where did that come from? So it seems to be, at least what I found, is it's two scholars that people by mistake match together with no shaykhs better than one to the other. Kiyodua, the Alexander Hasidim had a Kabbalah from the Yismach Yisrael, that a string that's wrapped around the Kibur Rochel is a skula for a woman that's in the middle of a difficult childbirth. That's what they bring down from the Kabbalah from the Yismach Yisrael. Mimela, they put that together with the red string, and they want to tie that that's going to be a skula stam for Gavalda Gazachem. But again, I didn't find the clue a curve to say that it's as ein hora and whatever it is. Now there are two basic ways v'shteit in Chazal to a person to shame himself from the inyan of ayin hora. Number one, the Gemara b'Metzia Mem Beis, which is ein habracha m'tzuyah, that if a person keeps things hidden from the eye, then it's avada better. This is interesting. When Alexander the Great asked the elders of the Negev, what can a person do to guarantee life, to continue living a long life? So they actually answered, put yourself to death. And the Mephoshim explained, Pshat over there means put yourself to death, not in a physical way, but live in a very low profile way, in a way that a person would be careful. But there's a Gemara in Talmud, everybody knows this Gemara, it's a Mephoshim over there. The other most negeil one to us is what state in Torah by the Ayin Hora of Bilam, which is what Bilam said, which is Matovi Alecha Yaakov, which the Kli Yaakov explains over there. All the Mephoshim are busy with this, that he wanted to put Ayin Hora on Klal Yisrael, but when he saw that the oil in the tents of Klal Yisrael were in an oifen that one couldn't see the other, and he realized that this is a nation that poshut don't look in other people's business and other people's things, but sneers v'chulei, so memela, this is an amr that I've got no shlita on, and that is the best koya that a person has against the Yitzhar, against the Ayin Hora. Memela, if a person is careful not to put on other people Ayin Hora, so it's like a best shmira for himself that no Ayin Hora will be put over there. There's another Modiga Kli Yaakov as well. The Kli Yaakov Bamidbach of Dalach of Beis brings down by Yosef HaTzadik that he was a Gevaldik Schus, that all his descendants had protection from the Ayin Hora, was because of he had a very good eye. Ayin Hora means Ayin Ra. That if a person has a bad eye, Senachanami, that causes Ayin Hora. But if a person, Faket, has an Ayin Toy, he looks at other people in a beautiful way, without this, you know, down looking and whatever else it may be. So he has a Gavaldik Kaya. The Ben Yodah writes, Shabbos, in the Gemara Shabbos Kufnum Beisam and Olive, the Ben Yodah writes, just like a person has a bad eye, can inject poison into other people and cause tremendous damage to him. So Mimela, same thing works for Keres of the Ben Yodah. That a person has the Koyach, if he has a good eye, to actually look in other people in a good way, and Mimela causes tremendous bracha from here. We also know the Gemara tells us that Bometzia, Pashachris, is one of the things that saves a person from the Ayin Hora as well. That's as klar. We also know Chazal tell us as well, Kina Soifim is about a good thing to have, and therefore a person has Takat this Emunah. As we said in the beginning, the Yisoid of Ayin Hora comes from one thing, and that is, again, it's not for me, it's all from Rishonim, the Achronim, the Mephoshim of the Torah over here. It's Poshut. That when a person has no Bitochen in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and he's lacking in his Emunah and Bitochen, he doesn't realize that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives him exactly what he needs. He Yodua, the famous Moshul, but everybody knows that when you have a person who deals in diamonds, he's never going to be jealous of the person on the street when he wants to go and smash up the road, and he's got one of these huge, big, massive diggers over there. He's not going to be jealous saying, wow, look at the amazing machine he's got. He doesn't need that. He's got a tiny, tiny thing that deals with a diamond. That's what he needs. He's not jealous of him. If we have this emunah pshuta within us and we drive it within us, that we know that the Rebbeinu Shem puts everything into us and gives us everything exactly what we need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one can give us anything more or less. By the way, the Chazon Ish HaKadosh Mishpat HaVedei, I think the Hashmot HaSikrot Nechof Aleph, wants the time of the famous Kasha when it comes to Ayin Hora. How can you put Ayin Hora in somebody else? The Etzem, in Rufush HaGemorah, Chazal tell us that a person who's going to everything on Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to come along and give an Ayin Hora. He wants the time to hold on to Shtikl to say that there are certain people that the Rebbeinu Shem was goyza already by Rosh Hashanah, that he is going to be, he is susceptible to Ayin Hora. Maybe if you give him Ayin Hora, Taka be a bayah. Oh, but the Yisoid is Rabbi Yisai. That the Yisoid we have to remember is that if a person has the Emesik Amun and Betochen, the Rebbeinu Shalom, he realizes that every single thing that he has, what he needs, and the Rebbeinu Shalom gives him for him, me for me, and therefore there's absolutely no Shaykhus Bechlal. Let me just finish one last thing as well. There's a Merdeka Marshal as well. Kini is Be'etzim Ayin Hora. Yeah, that's where it comes from. Even if you don't see it, Machlokes Rishonim, Ramban. But what's Kini? I don't think No, there's two things. There's two sides to Kina. Kina is two things. Number one, I'm upset that he's got it. And number two, I also want it. Doesn't make a difference. It could be, because you don't like he's got it. So why looking at him badly? You're not jealous for Kina. Then you're putting something bad. Why is he got it and not me? That's the story of what you're thinking. Why is he got it and not me? That's what you're thinking, which is myself. This is not the Issa of Leis Ahmed. This is Ayin Hod. No Shaykhs.
I don't forget yet.
But say it. One last thing is, we know that the koyach of electricity is a gavaldig koyach, and the more koyach electricity has, the more toiv it can do. The bigger electricity something has, it can light up a whole hall, a whole place, a whole base measure, it's a gavaldig kazach. Right? A small electricity only has a small minor, it can only light up a small room. However, also the opposite is fakir as well. The more choshev the electricity is, the more koyak the electricity have, the more harm it can do as well. Whereas the less is the less harm it can do. And then maybe we have to realize as well, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us all a gabaldig koyak of the ayin, and it's the gabaldig bria that the Rebbeinu Shalom made to look, I'm not even discussing shmuz, that's a whole different shmuz, to look at other people in a bad way means we're using the ayin, the eye that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us, and we're using it for the bad, we're using it not in the correct way. We have to push it, learn, like the Ben Yodah said, if we look with the eyes at other people with a good way, we will cause tremendous bracha to other people, which means mimeila mida keneged mida will also be zoicha Beis Hashem to say bracha. The oil shall have a gabaldig abeinus money. Look forward to everyone. Rosh Chodesh Elul, Beis Hashem.